I know how you love your coffee, so we could go hit a coffee shop. My concern is that people here, he glanced around the library, will hear us. I didn't know what he was so paranoid about. I gestured for him to continue. Just get on with it. It's pretty quiet here right now. Okay, fine. I'll need you to be patient and pay attention, so why don't you take one of those pills? I still don't know if I trust you, I said warily. He nodded. Listen, we'll take them together. How do I know that you didn't give me infected ones?
Jeepers, Tori, you can be annoying. He sighed.
Here, give me the bag I gave you earlier. I opened my pencil case and pulled out the bag. Do you have some water on you? I don't need it, but you might. I pulled out my bottle from my black bag. He motioned to the pills. Give me one. I don't want to waste them. I handed him one of the small red pills, and he continued to play pharmacist. Now, take one for yourself. That's all you'll need right now. I was still a little unsure, but it seemed safe enough, and I really wanted to feel better. I looked over at him, and he smiled encouragingly. I was still hesitant. What are we going to do? Take them together?
Sure, if that's not too romantic for you. He flashed his crooked grin at me again.
Listen, Ewan, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Sensing my nervousness, Ewan raised his pill as if proposing a toast and counted down. 1, 2, 3, let's go. He popped the little red pill in his mouth and seemed to savor it. He smiled at me, a satisfied expression creeping over his face. Your turn, Tori. Let's go. He didn't change color or anything, so I figured I'd be safe too. I popped the pill in my mouth, but tried not to taste it, as Ewan had weirded me out with his satisfied smile. I gulped some water to wash the pill down and was left with a rusty aftertaste.
Now, just wait a minute or two, and you'll start to feel better, he assured me.
Are you going to tell me what that was?
Not yet, but as you start to feel better, you'll learn to trust me, so when I give you more details, you'll actually believe me.
I regarded his black eyes. Were they just a little brighter than usual? Ewan, you are full of mystery. That's all I'm going to say. Tori, he whispered, leaning closer again, would you like me to help you find your real parents? I stared at him, dumbfounded. Why would you want to do that?
You're worried that you might be turning into some creature, and I want to make sure that you're wrong.
We were huddled closely in the mystery section, so I felt sure that no one could overhear our conversation. I was starting to feel more relaxed. Whatever was in Ewan's pill had managed to greatly diminish my headache. Maybe it was the pill, but I'd never noticed before how Ewan's eyes shone in spite of their dark color. I caught myself staring, so I tried to refocus. What kind of creature do you think I am, anyway? Ewan paused thoughtfully, becoming serious for the first time in a while. Tori, that's not the right question. The question is, he leaned closer, what do you think you are?